Today we celebrate the great solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three divine persons, yet one God. And this has always been a great mystery. But it's not meant to be a mystery we can't understand, but rather a mystery that we can keep going back to and being fed, entering deeper into it, allowing it to cover us in great love. And so one aspect of the mystery I would just briefly like to look at is the aspect, though, that God is a person, three persons, yet one. He is Father, He is Son, He is Holy Spirit. Distinct from each other, but yet unified. Now the thing is it's hard to grasp my mind around that. But what's important to understand, though, by being a divine person, He is wanting a relationship with us, desiring to fill us with every good gift, wanting to pour out His love upon us. That's what we hear then in this very gospel. That everything that the Father has is mine. You see, first the Father is pouring out everything upon the Son. He is that good Father wishing to give everything to His divine Son, keeping nothing for Himself, but simply lavishing Him with the very love that comes from Him. The Son receives that very love. And we see that in the very first reading, where He says, "The Lord possessed me, the beginning of His ways, the forerunner of His prodigies of long ago. There were no depths when I was brought forth, when there were no fountains or springs of water." He speaks of then how the Father was loving Him from the foundation and before the foundation of the world, because God is eternal. Now the thing is the Son receives that love and makes a grateful response. He loves the Father back, because as the Father gives everything, so we see Jesus, the Son of God, upon the cross, giving everything back to the Father, wanting to show forth His love. And in that giving it back, He pours forth His Spirit. He handed over the Spirit to the Father. Thus, everything that the Father has given to the Son receives, and the Son then returns everything He has to the Father. Now the thing is then, in that very relationship, it wants to be poured forth upon us. Because we hear in the second reading, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts. God isn't just loving Himself in that very part of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But that love just continues to grow and wants to be shared. That is why when He created Adam and Eve, He created them in His image and likeness. That is to have the capacity to receive His love. Everything we do is with the Trinity. For the Trinity is always around us. And the thing is, the moment we walked into this church, what did we do? We dipped our fingers into the holy water, recalling our baptism in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We began this very Mass with the sign of the cross, calling forth the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We do that not to wake God up. It's in a way to wake ourselves up. That, wow, God is wanting to pour out His grace upon me at every moment. And am I ready to receive it? Am I ready now to be that beloved daughter, that beloved son, that God has purchased me, that He has made me into? Am I ready to receive everything He pours out upon me? Because that's what the sign of the cross is, awakening my heart and my soul to remember, yes, God is always loving me. There's not a moment in which He doesn't. And so am I receiving that? Allowing it to fill my very heart so that I may truly live as His son and His daughter. So that then, filled with that love, I may make a grateful response as well. That as I see Jesus giving everything to the Father, I may do the same. We all may do the same. And so today, as we look upon this great mystery of the Trinity, we see that it's not something that is very far off, that God is this mystery we can't come to understand, but rather is a mystery being poured into our hearts always so that we may come to grow in it, be covered in it, better yet, be loved in it. For everything that the Father has is mine, is yours. He gives everything to you, all that you need to be joined to Him. For we have all been made in His image and likeness, capable of receiving every good gift that comes from Him. May we then truly live as sons and daughters of the Most Holy Trinity, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and be filled with every grace that comes from God, especially the grace of the Eucharist, that as we receive God into us, we may truly cherish that great gift and seek to follow Him throughout this day and every day of our life. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.